You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Friday with Armenia's political and civil society, recalling both the genocide suffered by the nation a century ago and the suffering of Christians around the world today. The Pope's poignant words came at the presidential palace in Yerevan on the first day of his pastoral visit to the country. As he greeted the Armenian president and the nation's political leaders, Pope Francis spoke of the rich history and natural beauty of Armenia, believed by some to be the location of the biblical Garden of Eden. He talked of the depth of faith in this first nation to adopt Christianity as its state religion, but he also spoke of the drama and tragedy that Armenians have endured throughout the past centuries. In particular, he recalled last year's centenary of the massacre, known as Metz Yeghern, or Great Evil, when over 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman military forces. He called it a tragedy made possible by twisted racial ideological or religious aims. And just as he did a year ago, he departed from his prepared text to add the words, that genocide, a word which Turkish authorities continue to deny. Today, the Pope continued, Christians, perhaps even more than at the time of the first martyrs, experienced discrimination and persecution for the mere fact of professing their faith. It is essential, he insisted, that political leaders work to end such suffering and conflict, protecting especially the victims of aggression while promoting justice and sustainable development. The Pope concluded by urging Armenians to do all they can to promote unity and overcome tensions with their neighbours, favouring full religious freedom, respect for minorities, and the full participation of all in the life of society. I'm Philippa Hitchin.